I'm Phil Nee with sports. High school volleyball tonight will be on hand at Weston Schools as the Ithaca Bulldogs take on the Silver Eagles. And we'll have the match beginning around 7 o'clock tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Other Spiker action, Kickapoo is at DeSoto, Riverdale at Darlington, River Valley at Platteville, and Richland Center at Prairie du Chien. Swim meet action, River Valley swim team is at Baraboo tonight, and the River Valley soccer team is at Platteville Lancaster, while Richland Center visits Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca as well for soccer action going on in the area tonight. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League, the Series High, New York Life, a 34-38, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 34-16, Quail Run Golf Links, a 33-75. High Game Honors, Lonesome Dove Tavern, 11-83, New York Life, 11-53, and Quail Run Golf Links, an 11-37. Top Series, Corey Davis, 697, Lucas Lindvig, 640, Kerry Geis and Derek Callen with 614s. The top game came from Corey Davis, 257. Ken Nix Jr. had a 241. Todd Earnessy and Lucas Lindvig, each with 235s. And Fred Kepler bowled a 569, 140 over average in last night's Major Bowling League. Just 27 days after the Titans traded him, Packers quarterback Malik Willis threw for one touchdown and ran for a second in Sunday's 30-14 win. That's historic. NFL senior researcher Tony Holtzman-Escanero tells Sports Illustrated it hadn't been done since 1926. The thing that stands out, Willis has completed 12 of 17 passes on third down conversions for 190 yards and a touchdown while running five times for 55 yards. That's 11 conversions in the first two Green Bay starts. The question to Coach Matt LaFleur yesterday at his press conference, will Jordan Love start this week?
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and, you know, we want him out there.
It was a big win on Sunday, but the coach says they need to cut down on those penalties.
We got to be better with our technique. I mean, we've had some costly penalties that have shown up in every game, and certainly if it's going to come back to bite us if we don't get it cleaned up.
The Packers prepare for the Vikings this weekend. There were two Monday night games last night. Rookie Jaden Daniels threw for two touchdowns and ran for a score in an efficient performance. And the Washington Commanders stunned Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals 38-33. Josh Allen threw four touchdown passes in the first half, and the Bills scored in each of their first five drives in a 47-10 win over a misfiring Trevor Lawrence and the unraveling Jacksonville Jaguars. In Badger news, the Badgers have confirmed kickoff time for their game this Saturday against the USC Trojans. It's set for 2:30 Central Time. CBS is broadcasting the Big Ten game. This could have been a lot worse at 11 a.m. kickoff. Could have had the Badgers running on the field when it would feel like 9 o'clock in the morning back home. They still face a tough task against a rated opponent on the road. Coach Luke Fickell says one of the keys is trying to get big plays set up downfield.
The plays are there. We just got to find ways to finish. We got to find ways to understand that effort is going to overcome a lot of those things. So the vision of bigger plays, yes, but it's not in any different way, you know, and that's where we've got to continue to grow to find. It's just like defensively in the off week or the bye week, did you guys do something different? No, it's hard. You got to do the ordinary things a lot better to make them look extraordinary.
And in baseball news, last night, it was a big night for the Phillies, who have won the National League East for the first time since 2011, clinching the division title with a 6-2 win over the Cubs. San Francisco 6, Arizona 3. In the American League, Boston 4, Toronto 1, Seattle 6-1 over Houston. The Brewers get back to action tonight at Pittsburgh. Speaking of the Brewers, we have a rare treat, a chance to talk to Rick Schlesinger, president of baseball operations for the Brewers, and he's on the line next here from WRCO Sports.